All right, well, it is very exciting for me to be with all of you again here at FCCC.
很高兴再一次能够来跟大家分享。
And I want to talk to you a little bit today. Well, actually, first I want to just say we are so excited as Hope Church to be able to partner with you all in ministry.
首先想告诉大家，他们在他们希望教会是很高兴和我们一起同工。And
I pray for you, for your church, for your search for a pastor, for your leaders.
牧师每天都为我们的教会、为我们的同工、为我们的施工祷告。
And it's just great to know that there's another congregation of people that love Jesus that are able to use this facility and to serve Him.
能有一个教会能够和他们一起分享这个设施是非常好神喜悦的。
So I want to talk to you for a little bit today about growth.
今天我们要讲是成长的一个话题。
We all want to get better at certain things in life.
我们在生活中都希望自己变得越来越好。Some
of us decide that we need to grow our strength, to grow our muscles, to be healthier.
有的人认为我们应该变得越来越强壮，就好像我们有更有力的肌肉。So
we maybe buy some weights, or we go to a gym and we exercise.
需要变得强壮，我们就去买一些锻炼的设施。
We say, if I'm going to grow my body stronger, these are some of the tools that I can use to grow it stronger.
要想变得强壮，就要使用那些诸如哑铃啊之类的设施来帮助自己锻炼。
Some of us want to grow our houses. We want to make them prettier or bigger.
有的人就喜欢把家布置得越来越好。
And there are many tools available at places like Home Depot. To help you grow your house, to make it prettier and larger.
你们要想把家建造得更好，就可以去五金商店买那些个东西来做。
You might use a tool like a hammer or a paintbrush.
去买一些刷漆用的或者打洞用的东西。
And those can again help you to grow your home.
这些设施都可以帮助你把你的家布置得越来越好。
Sometimes we say, I want to grow my mind, I want to become smarter, I want to do better in my business.
另外有的人，他们想发展他们的心智，发展他们的买卖。So
we go to all sorts of schools to learn more, and we pick up books and read books so we'll know more and grow our minds.
这些人就去上学、读书，通过这些途径来丰富他们的思想。
We think if I read everything that's in these big books, then I'll be really intelligent and I'll be smarter. Have you ever thought about how to grow your heart?
你们想没想到怎么样能够发展你们的心灵?
How to grow your character as a person?
怎么样发展你的性格?
How to become a better person, or even how to become a stronger Christian.
怎么样变成一个更好的人，一个更好的基督徒？
We have tools for exercise, tools for home building, and tools for learning, and there are also tools for growing our heart for God.
既然有工具可以帮助我们变得更强壮，可以布置家居，那么也有工具可以帮助我们变成一个更好的人。
And I would suggest to you one of the greatest tools that God has given us is His Word, the Bible.
那么神给我们的最好的工具就是这本圣经。And
I want to look with you this morning at a story from the Bible, from the book of Nehemiah.
今天大家请看一看尼希米记。
Nehemiah, you just heard read in the scripture reading about who he was.
我们刚刚读到圣经里面的篇章告诉我们谁是尼希米。
I think we'll see if we look a little bit at Nehemiah's life and what happened with him, how God grew his heart and how he wants to grow our hearts as well.
那就请大家来看一看尼西米他是怎么样成长，怎么样啊、神怎么样帮助尼西米见到他的心灵。
When I read through the Bible, I think Nehemiah is one of the most heroic and one of the most amazing people that I find in the Bible.
尼西米啊、牧师认为是圣经里面一个最有英雄气概的人物。
He's also the shortest man in the Bible.
他也是圣经里面最短的人，最小的人。
You may not be able to find that in those verses that we just read.
啊、从读经节我们还没有不知道这个信息。
But when you carefully examine his name, you'll see that he is Nehemiah.
但是他英文这个名字就是好像念起来就好像是说他只有膝盖那么高。
No one is shorter than him.
可能没有人比他再矮了。
But Nehemiah was one of the thousands of Jews who had been exiled after their defeat by the Babylonians.
尼西米记，尼西米这个人，他就是当时，以色列人败于巴比伦的时候，他们和几千个人一起流亡到了巴比伦。
Their capital city, Jerusalem, had been destroyed, and all the people had been taken away into slavery to other countries.
他们的国都、已经被占领，所以他们 只能跑到别的地方去住。
God's people were scattered for many years.
神的选民就这样被分散 到各地，有很多年。
And God allowed their captivity in order to punish them for the many times they kept rejecting His love and His law and His forgiveness.
神允许以色列人被分散在各地受苦，就是因为惩罚他们，因为他们。已经很久没有听神的话了。
God was hoping that in time people would continue to come back to Him.
神希望通过这些教训，以色列人能够回转。
And that's where we pick up in the beginning of this book called Nehemiah.
这就是我们尼西米记一开始所谈到的。
We read in the first two verses of Nehemiah 1.The words of Nehemiah, son of Hechaliah, in the month of Kislev, in the 20th year, while I was in the citadel of Susa, Hanani, one of my brothers, came from Judah with some other men. And I questioned them about the Jewish remnant that survived the exile and also about Jerusalem.
第一章一到三节说到哈加利亚的儿子尼西米的言语如下。亚达薛西王二十年，祭司刘月，我在舒山城的宫中。那时有我一个弟兄哈拿尼，同着几个人从犹大来。我问他们那些被掳归回、剩下逃脱的犹大人和耶路撒冷的光景。
Nehemiah was in a city named Susa, which is in modern-day Iran today.
那个时候，尼西米在一个叫舒山的城中，舒山城就在今天的伊朗。
He was a cupbearer to the king named Artaxerxes.
他是亚拉薛西王的膳长。
Being a cupbearer was a pretty dicey job.
他的职位在当时是一个比较高的职位。
You didn't just carry the king's cup around, you had to actually taste his wine before he would drink it.
他要做的事情就是不单单要为这个国王看管他的吃饭的这些东西，他还要亲自去尝。
You would have to take bites of his food before he would eat it.
在国王吃东西以前，他要亲自去品尝。
You might think that's not such a bad job. Here I am eating and dining with the king, and eating and drinking the best food.
你们也许觉得这个工作挺好的，跟国王一起吃喝。
But the reason the king had Nehemiah taste all of his food first.
但是国王为什么要让一个人来尝他的食物呢？
Because he was afraid that somebody might try to poison him, being the king, and so that they could become king.
因为国王会担心有人会毒害他。
So if Nehemiah did a good job and found someone poisoning the king, then that was it for him because he'd already eaten the poison himself.
如果他的业绩很好，尝出有食品有毒的话，那么他也就命也就完了。
He did a bad job and gave the king some food he didn't test, and the king died, then he'd be put to death also.
如果他的业绩不好，没有尝出毒有毒的食物，而给国王吃了以后，国王那他自己也活不了。
So it was a tough place to be.
所以这是一个很不好处理的工作。
The Bible says it was the month of Kislev, which in the Hebrew calendar was the month of November and December, that period of time.
他所在的那时候时间叫基斯流月，也就是现在的十一、十二月之间。
He said it was in the 20th year of his captivity, so he'd been in captive, he'd been a slave for 20 years.
并且我们也可以看出他已经在那里面待了20年。
And the year was 445 BC.
应该大约是公元前445年。
His brother visited him after he'd been in Jerusalem, the ruins of Jerusalem, and he brings back a report to Nehemiah of what it's like there.
他的一个兄弟哈拿尼从耶路撒冷来看这个尼希米。
There was still a small remnant of people, a small group of Jews that had stayed in Jerusalem and were living there among the ruins of the city.
耶路撒冷里面还有一些残留的以色列人。
As his brother comes to bring the report, we see what is in the report in verses 3 and 4. He says, They said to me, those who survived the exile and are back in the province are in great trouble and disgrace. The wall of Jerusalem is broken down and its gates have been burned with fire.
他们对我说，那些被掳归回剩下的人在犹大省遭大难，受凌辱，并且耶路撒冷的城墙拆毁，城门被火焚烧。
So we see this problem described, that the people are in trouble, they're in disgrace, and they're defenseless. They have no way to defend themselves because there's no wall to their city.
这就是说耶路撒冷那些渔民他们受大难，并且没有人能够保护他们，因为城门已经被火烧掉了。
Catch Nehemiah's response to this news, and we'll see one of the first things that God wants to develop in our hearts.
我们看看尼希米是怎么回应的，这就让我们可以清楚地知道尼希米他的有一颗怎么样的心。
Verse 4 says, When Nehemiah heard these things, he says, I sat down and wept. For some days I mourned and fasted and prayed before the God of heaven.
第四节，我听见这话，就坐下哭泣，悲哀几日，在天上的神面前进食祈祷。
Nehemiah shows compassion, and that's the quality that God wants to develop in our hearts, compassion.
我们看到尼希米有很强的同情心，这就是神希望我们也具备的。
He showed how much he cared about his people when he wept and mourned and fasted and prayed for them for days.
他很同情他的那些受难的人民，所以他就坐下哭泣，悲哀几日。
God wants to develop that same heart of compassion, of caring for others in us.
神就希望我们也有这种同情怜悯的心。
God is a compassionate God. He cares deeply about you and about me.
神是恩慈怜悯的神，他关爱你我。
And all of his most faithful followers that you read about in the Bible were compassionate people.
我们在圣经里面看到那些神的跟从神的人都是有同情心的人。
Moses was a compassionate person. He cared so much about the Israelites who were in slavery that he just ached for them.
比如说摩西，他同情那些被埃及人统治的犹太人。
Joseph was a compassionate person as well. When he saw even the very brothers who tried to kill him,coming and they were starving and they needed his help.
约瑟也是有很强怜悯心的，即使他的那些兄弟害过他，他也很怜悯他们。
And over and over again in the New Testament, we see modeled in Jesus a heart of compassion for everyone he met.
特别是在新约里面，我们看到耶稣基督，他就是有非常强的同情怜悯心，他同情他遇到的每一个人。
Jesus had compassion for children, for lepers, for widows, and for the blind.
他怜悯孩子老人寡妇瞎子等等。
He had compassion for sinners, for people grieving the loss of a loved one, and he even had compassion for the Romans who crucified him on the cross.
他甚至同情那些 他同情那些失去亲人的人，他也甚至同情那些罗马的人。
I define compassion as a deep care about and a response to the needs of others.
同情就是非常关心那些有需要的人，并且对他们有关注。
We see here that Nehemiah cared deeply about the trouble that the Jews were in Jerusalem.
我们看到尼希米对在耶路撒冷受苦的犹太人非常的同情。
But we'll also see in a moment how he responded and did something about that trouble they were in.
那我们再看看他是如何又是如何去做的呢？
I think that our world needs a large dose of compassion.
牧师觉得我们这个世代就是需要很强的同情心来医治。
Imagine God's compassion in hearts and what that would do to change life in a number of different areas.
设想一下，如果大家都有同情心的话，那么很多方面都可以有所改进。
Imagine compassion in a family.Where a husband and a wife and where children and parents and brothers and sisters would have compassion and caring for each other.
设想一下，如果在一个家庭里面，夫妻、子女、兄弟姊妹之间都可以互相同情怜悯。
Imagine if your job, if people treated each other with caring and compassion, that you were actually real people that had problems and feelings.
设想如果在工作场所，这些人大家一起工作的人都可以互相同情怜悯。
Imagine a huge dose of compassion in people's hearts as they drive down the freeway every morning.
设想一下，每天早上那些在高速公路上开车驾驶的人，如果他们都有强烈的同情心，那会是怎样呢？
How might compassion enable us to treat each other differently, whether we're in a car, whether we're shopping in a store?
一个同情怜悯的心能够让人与人之间的关系得到改善，不管你在工作还是在买东西。
Imagine what compassion can do in a church as you truly care for the needs of each other and you hurt for somebody else in your church who is hurting.
设想一下，如果在教会里面，人人都可以互相同情怜悯，当你听到别人有需要、有帮助的时候，会是怎样呢？
In our church, we've just started a support group.For people who have lost a loved one due to death.
在希望教会，他们有成立了一个支援小组，就是支援那些丧偶的人。
And there are many different situations. Some people have lost a husband or a wife or a child or a parent.
就是支持那些失去家人的，因为病魔的原因失去家人，比如失去父母啊、子女啊之类。
As we gather each week together, the one thing they have in common is that they're all grieving and feeling this loss in their life.
他们每个星期聚会一次，大家互相就是体会到彼此失去亲人的痛苦。
And it's amazing to see the compassion that's poured out within that group, not only from us as leaders to them, but from them to one another.
看到这些人都可以互相彼此同情怜悯。
Compassion truly is one of the great things that God wants to develop in all of us.
同情怜悯之心就是神让我们所有的人都具备的一个最根本的。
Nehemiah's name actually meant in Hebrew, the Lord comforts.
尼希米这个名字在希伯来语的意思就是神的安慰。
And God wanted to bring comfort to Nehemiah in his captivity. We also wanted to bring comfort.Through Nehemiah to other people, to the rest of the Jews.
在尼希米被掳期间，神给了他很大的安慰，而且神也希望通过尼希米带给别的人更大的安慰。
And that's how God wants to use compassion in your life. He wants to bring comfort to you in the hard times you go through, but He also wants to bring comfort through you so that you can show compassion to others.
同理神在我们的生活中也是这样，他带给我们巨大的安慰，在我们需要神的时候，并且他也希望在别人需要神的时候，我们能够带去同样的安慰。
It's so much better to care for other people because you want to in your heart than because you were forced to.
当别人需要帮助的时候，你应该感到是你愿意心甘情愿去帮助，而不是你不得不去帮助。
I heard a story a little while ago of a man who was being honored as being a hero.
牧师前一阵子听到一个故事，关于一个英雄的故事。
He'd been on a cruise ship, and during the cruise, a woman had fallen overboard and she was drowning in the ocean.
这个人在一个游轮上面，这个船上有一个女的掉到海里去了。
He found himself diving into the water and rescuing her, and everybody was holding a banquet in his honor to say how much of a hero he was.
这个人就跳到海里，把这个女的救了上来，船上的人就为他举行了一个大大的宴会，就说他是个英雄。
The captain of the ship invited him up to the microphone and said, would you like to make a speech?
船长就把他邀到麦克风前面说，请你给大家做一个演讲。
And in the shortest speech that's ever been given by a hero, he stepped up to the microphone and said, I just want to know, who pushed me into the water?
他就走到麦克风前面给了一个很简短的演讲，他说，我就想知道当时是谁把我推到水里去的。
Sometimes we feel like that, that we do something good, but we feel, you know, I just did it because somebody pushed me into it. They kind of made me show compassion or caring. It didn't really come from our heart.
就像我们人生中的许多情况，当我们做好事帮助别人的时候，不是我们心甘情愿，而是我们由于种种原因不得已而为的。
I want to encourage you today to open your eyes to the needs of the world, to allow God to bring about a change of compassion in your heart.
所以今天我就想鼓励大家，你们就睁开眼看一看周围人有什么需要，用你们同情怜悯的心去真诚地帮助他们。
When I became a Christian, I wasn't somebody who really cared a whole lot for other people.
当牧师他刚刚成为基督徒的时候，他并不是一个很有同情心的人。
I cared mostly about myself.
他那时候只想着自己。
And a few of the people that were people I really loved and who cared about me.
他那时候也就关心他身边那些自己的亲戚朋友啊，还有那些关心他的人。
But over the years of serving God in ministry for 30 years, I've seen Him give me a great heart of compassion for a number of different types of people.
但是当他侍奉神30年以来，他逐渐体会到神给了他一颗同情怜悯的心，让他能够去同情不同的人。
He's given me compassion for teenagers who are so lost without God, for couples who are struggling in their marriages, for people who are grieving over the loss of loved ones.
他对那些年轻人有了同情心，对那些婚姻不幸的夫妇也有同情心，对老年人也有同情心。
He's given me compassion for other pastors who are struggling in their ministries or people who are very poor and have great need in their life.
神也给了他同情心去关心那些比较挣扎的传道人，也给了他同情心去关心那些老年人、无助的人。
If you think about today, who does God need to grow your compassion for? Is it the people at work? Maybe someone in your family?
那么今天请大家想一想，神让我们能对什么人有同情心呢？是我们家里人吗？还是我们工作上遇到的人？
Maybe it's even other people here in your church.
也许不是你们教会其他的人。
A second thing that God wants to develop in our heart besides compassion is He wants us to have a heart of obedience to Him as well.
除了同情怜悯，神还希望我们有一个顺服他的心。
Let's look back at Nehemiah 1 as we see Nehemiah's prayer here in verse 5. He says, O Lord, God of heaven, the great and awesome God who keeps His covenant of love with those who love Him and obey His commands. Let your ear be attentive and your eyes open to hear the prayer your servant is praying before you day and night for your servants, the people of Israel. I confess the sins that we Israelites, including myself and my father's house, have committed against you. We have acted very wickedly toward you. We have not obeyed the commands and decrees and laws that you gave your servant Moses. And then he goes on and says, Remember the instruction you gave your servant, saying, If you are unfaithful, I will scatter you among the nations, but if you return to me and obey my commands, then even if your exiled people are at the farthest horizon, I will gather them from there and bring them to the place I have chosen. as a dwelling for my name.
尼希米祷告说：“耶和华天上的神，大而可畏的神啊，你向爱你、守你诫命的人，守约施慈爱，愿你睁眼看、侧耳听，使你仆人、你仆人昼夜在你面前为你众仆人以色列人的祈祷，承认我们以色列人向你所犯的罪。我与我父家都有罪了，我们向你所行的是什么？甚是邪恶，没有遵守你借着仆人摩西所吩咐的诫命、律例、典章。”求你纪念所吩咐你仆人摩西的话，你们若犯罪，我就把你们分散在万民中，但你们若归向我，谨守遵行我的诫命，你们被赶散的人虽在天涯，我也必从那里将他们招聚回来，带到我所拣选立为我民的住所。
Nehemiah appealed here to both God's justice and his love and forgiveness.
尼希米呼求神，呼求他的公义，也呼求他的恩典。
He says, I recognize, God, that you have set up your law, and if we disobey your law, then it's right that we're punished.
他说，神啊，我们知道你定了你的律法，当我们不遵守的时候，我们是活该倒霉。
But then he also said, we know that you have told us, God, if we turn back to you and obey you, that you promised to restore us.
他又说，但是我们知道你曾经许愿，如果我们转向归回你，你还是能够帮助我们。
And Nehemiah confessed his sins, and he pursued obedience in his life, and called other believers around him to it as well.
尼希米在神面前认罪悔改，并且他也呼吁别的人做同样的事情。
We can obey God just outwardly, and not really have a heart of obedience sometimes.
有的时候我们外表看起来顺服，可是内心并不是这样。
It's kind of like saying, okay, God, I know you've told me to love this person that's really hard for me to love, so I'm going to do it, but I'm really not going to love them on the inside. I'm just going to love them on the outside.
比如说、有的时候你知道神、希望你能爱某一个人，但是你实在做不到，你就表面上敷衍一下。
I saw a cartoon a few years ago of a little boy who had been very bad and he was being punished by his parents.
有一个漫画，里面有一个小男孩，他做了坏事，被父母惩罚。
They sent him to go spend some time by himself over in the corner of the room. He was standing over there.
他就被罚站，站在屋子一角。
And the captain of the cartoon, he's saying, I may be obeying you on the outside, but down inside, I'm still going to do what I want to do.
那卡通下面的那个画就说。表面看来我听了你们的话，但是内心深处我以后还是会干同样的事情。
You ever seen a kid like that?
你们见没见过这样的孩子？
Sometimes we're like that.
其实我们就是这样的孩子。
You say, okay, God, I know I'm supposed to do this because you told me to do it, but I don't really want to do it.
我们经常对神说，哎呀，神啊，我知道你想让我做这个，我现在就做了，但是我并不是心甘情愿。
We want God to develop a heart of obedience in us then.
所以我们就应该求神帮助我们去生出一颗顺服的心。
Nehemiah sought to obey with repentance, and today Christians repent and then turn to Jesus for forgiveness of their sins.
尼希米在顺服之前先向神认罪悔改，就像今天的基督徒，我们都是要向神认罪悔改的。
When Jesus comes and lives in your life, he begins to help you develop that heart that wants to obey God, not just from the outside, but from the inside.
我们都要求耶稣基督进到我们心里，帮我们认罪悔改。他也会帮助我们，不仅仅能在外表上顺服神，也会有一颗内在顺服的心。
The third thing that Nehemiah really exhibited here, and the third quality God wants to develop in our hearts, is dependency on God.
尼希米的第三个好品格就是他对神的仰望。
In verse 10 of Nehemiah 1, it said, he continues to pray. He says, they are your servants and your people, whom you redeemed by your great strength and your mighty hand.
他说，这都是你的仆人，你的百姓，就是你用大力和大能的手所救赎的。
He's showing that God was the one who had redeemed these people, and it was by his strength. He was testifying it was by God's strength that they had been saved.
他出来证明说是神和他大力大能的手来挽救。
Then Nehemiah goes on and begins to act on his compassion for these people in verse 11. He says, O Lord, let your ear be attentive to the prayer of this your servant and to the prayer of your servants who delight in revering your name. Give your servant success today by granting him favor in the presence of this man.
所以在尼希米展示他的同情怜悯之后，他就开始采取行动了。在十一节他说：“主啊，求你侧耳听你仆人的祈祷和喜爱敬畏你民众仆人的祈祷，使你仆人现今恒通在王面前蒙恩。”
Nehemiah wants to do something about the problem of his Jewish friends, and he knows he needs to have permission from the king who he serves to go do something.
尼希米准备做一番事业来拯救他们那些受苦受难的犹太人，但是要这样做的话，他必须首先得到国王的同意。So
Nehemiah prays to God, Lord, it's only through your ability that you'll give me success as I talk to the king about this idea.
所以他就求神说，只有神允许的话，他才可以开展行动，实现他的计划。
He could have thought it all out cleverly and come in with his own plan to try and persuade the king, but he realized he needed to depend on God and trust God to work through this situation.
当然他也可以去想出一些比较巧妙的办法去讨好国王，但是尼希米是百分之百的仰望神，所以他就求神。
Let's see what happens in the next few verses of chapter 2.
我们再看看发生了什么事情。
It says, in the month of Nisan, in the 20th year of King Artaxerxes, when wine was brought for him, I took the wine and gave it to the king. I had not been sad in his presence before, so the king asked me, why does your face look so sad when you were not ill? This can be nothing but sadness of heart. I was very much afraid.
我素来在王面前没有愁容，王对我说：“你既没有病，为什么面带愁容呢？这不是别的，必是你心中愁烦。”于是我甚惧怕。So
Nehemiah comes in, he's serving the king, and the king just picks up intuitively that there's something wrong with Nehemiah. Something is troubling his heart and his spirit. And he asks him, you know, what is the problem?
在尼希米侍奉国王的时候， 国王凭直觉发现有些事情不对了，所以就问他到底怎么了。
And Nehemiah again could have said, here's the problem, and I'm going to explain it to you all, but he's depending on God still to give him the right words.
尼希米可以立刻就把他的问题说出来，请求王给他允许，但是呢，他还是等了等神的指示。We
see in verse 3, he says, I said to the king, may the king live forever. That's always a good phrase to say to the king.
第三节他说，我对王说，愿王万岁。这个就是对王应该说的话。Why
should my face not look sad when the city where my fathers are buried lies in ruins and the gates have been destroyed by fire? The king said to me, what is it you want?
我列祖坟墓所在的那城荒凉，城门被火焚烧，我岂能面无愁容吗？
And now again, Nehemiah has the opportunity to share with the king. But before he speaks, he prays.
在这个时候，尼希米他又有一个机会可以向国王陈述，但是他在陈述之前，他先赞美。
He says, then I prayed to the God of heaven, and I answered the king, if it pleases the king, and if your servant has found favor in his sight, let him send me to the city in Judah where my fathers are buried, so that I can rebuild it.
他先去祷告，因为这个四节说，王问我说你要求什么，于是我默祷天上的神，我对王说。
He shoots up what I like to call an arrow prayer to God.
他这时候祷告就是牧师所称的一个像射箭一样的祷告。
You know, we have formal times of prayer in church, or maybe at home when you're having a meal, or if you're reading the Bible, spending some time with God on your own.
我们平时祷告，比如说在饭前饭后啊，还是怎么学习之类的。
We ask God to do certain things in people's lives to help us with different situations. We may have a long time to pray and bring our prayer requests before God.
我们这些时候祷告都是因为有时间，所以我们都可以慢慢来，对神讲很多的话。
But sometimes in the middle of life, in the middle of the day, we run into situations that we can't handle. And we need to bring God into that situation and shoot up a little prayer to Him.
但是在生活中还有许多时候，我们就在情急之中突然的需要帮助，这时候我们就需要这种像射箭一样有地放矢的祷告。
Nehemiah probably didn't stop the king and say, can you wait just a minute before I answer you? I'm going to go over here and pray for 10 minutes.
那个时候尼希米他不能说国王你先等一下，让我到角落里 祷告一下。
He just prayed right then, on the spot, silently up to God, Lord, help me, give me the right words to say as I answer the king.
他当时就在那个地方马上默祷，求神给他合适的话语，让他能够把事情说清楚。
That was the kind of constant dependence and awareness of God's presence that Nehemiah had in his relationship with God.
那就是因为尼希米和神有这么一种长期的亲近的关系，所以他才能有这种祷告。
And that's the kind of relationship God wants us to develop with Him today through Christ.
神今天也希望我们能够通过主耶稣基督和他建立这种关系。
Of course, the good news in the rest of chapter 2 is the king not only grants Nehemiah's request, he even offers more help than Nehemiah ever dreamed of asking for.
所以好消息来了，在第二章下面，国王不仅同意尼希米回去，而且给了他许诺，给了他很多好的东西。
God answered his prayer of dependence in a big way.
那就是神去因为尼希米的对他的信靠，所以神大大的奖赏了他。
The last thing that God wants to develop in our hearts, and there could probably be many more, but the fourth one I want to speak to you about today is a heart of endurance.
那么神需要我们有的第四个好的品格，就是我们要有坚韧不拔的心。
He wants to develop a sense of compassion, a sense of obedience, a heart of dependence, but also one that will stay the course, that will keep enduring and persevering through hard times.
神希望我们能有同情怜悯之心，能有顺服他的心，有仰靠他的心，并且神也希望我们能够遇到困难不动摇。
We don't have time to read the whole book of Nehemiah today, but it's an exciting story to see what unfolds.
我们没时间读这个全本的尼希米记，但是在尼希米记里面提到很多有趣的事情。
He goes to Jerusalem and he rallies the people around and says,Let's rebuild this wall, and this is how we'll do it.
尼希米回到了耶路撒冷，召集了当地的人，告诉他们要一起重建城墙。
He gives them a vision of what can happen. He puts people to work using all of their gifts, and they work together to begin to achieve this great project for God.
他告诉当地的人他有一个重建城墙的意向，并且他。能够组织起这些人力按照他们的才能各有所长。
But it's not an easy road. Just like a lot of things we try in life, there are a lot of oppositions and obstacles that Nehemiah faces along the way.
但是凡事并不是一帆风顺的，尼希米他还要去克服很多的困难。
There are internal problems where people begin to bicker and argue among themselves.
有内部的矛盾，这些犹太人开始互相埋怨。
And there are external threats where other people living near the Jews begin to worry about them becoming powerful again. They want to stop the work on the wall.
也有外面来的威胁，耶路撒冷旁边那些别的民族的人都不希望犹太人能够重新强盛。
Some of those people come to see Nehemiah and.They send him a message in verse 6, chapter 1.
这些敌人就来寻尼希米，在第六章第一节。
Chapter 6, verse 1.
三巴拉、多比亚、阿拉伯人、基善和我们其余的仇敌，听见我已经修完了城墙，其中没有破裂之处。那时我还没有安门上。三巴拉和基善就打发人来见我说：“请你来，我们在阿挪平原的一个村庄相会。”他们却想害我，于是我差遣人去见他们说，我现在办理大功，不能下去，焉能停工？下次见你们呢。
Through this whole message here, Sanballat, Tobiah, and Geshem tried to trick Nehemiah into coming out of the city for a meeting.
这个时候，犹太人敌人，这些森巴拉这些人，他们就要骗尼希米出来，出到城外面去，好害他。
But Nehemiah perceived, because he knows their hearts are not right with God, they're just trying to deceive him and to stop the work on the wall from going on. They may have intended to kill him.
所以尼希米看出他们的诡计，还没有害怕，因为他知道这些人都是不讨神奇人。
And so he sends this message in verse 3, I am carrying on a great project and cannot go down.
所以他就告诉他们，我现在办了大功，不能下去。
He has a clear sense of what God has called him to. He will finish that work that he made a commitment to God to. He won't be distracted, he won't be stopped.
尼希米很清楚地知道神让他做什么事情，所以他就不被外界这些因素所打扰。
There's a great verse in the book of Philippians, chapter 1, verse 6. It says that God, who has begun a good work in us, will complete it. He'll be faithful to complete it until the day when Jesus returns.
在腓立比书一章也说到，我们的神是创始成终的神，他一旦开始了他的善功，他就会在我们里面成全。
When you begin a relationship with God, be aware that life may not always be an easy road ahead. You may find opposition and still problems will hit your life that will challenge your faith.
当你和神建立这种关系的时候，你会发现，人生啊，神并没有应许人生天色长蓝，你也会遇到种种的矛盾和挫折。
Some of you may be there right now in the midst of some of those kind of struggles, and you know how important it is to have a heart of endurance, to have a heart of persevering with God.
我们当中有些人可能正在经受这种考验，我们也知道能够坚持下去、坚韧不拔是多么的重要。And
if you're not there yet, just wait, because you'll probably be there sometime in the near future.
如果你还没有到那个境况，你就等一等，也许早晚会有这种情况。Jesus
promises us that in this world we'll have tribulations, we will have problems and trials that we go through.
耶稣曾经告诉我们，在这世上我们会有苦难。But
he's also promised us that he has overcome all of those things, and when we follow him and trust him, that he will help us to overcome them as well.
耶稣还向我们应许说，他已经胜过了苦难，只要我们能够信靠他，和他一起必能战胜苦难。Nehemiah
kept enduring and trusting God, and the Israelites were able to finish the wall and rebuild the city of Jerusalem.
就是因为尼希米的不屈不挠，所以他们终于建成了这个城墙。I
don't know what needs developing in your heart today.
我不知道今天你的心灵是需要怎样被建。But
God does.
但是神知道。God
is always working in our lives, from the minute we meet Him to the minute we'll see Him face to face in heaven. He's growing our hearts and growing us as believers.
神在每时每刻都在关爱着我们，帮助我们重建我们的心灵。
He's shaping us and changing us. And one of the great tools he wants to use in our life is the Bible, is his word.
神塑造我们，他给了我们一个很好的工具，就是他的圣经，他的话语。
Maybe today he's shown you an area of your heart that he wants to develop more, as he did with Nehemiah.
也许今天他就告诉你，你应该重建你心灵中哪一个方面，就像尼希米他自己的经历一样。Ultimately,
he's developing us all to be conformed into the image of Jesus.
终归，神都会希望我们能够成为主耶稣的形象。So
I want to pray for us today and ask him to apply his word into our lives this morning, this afternoon.
今天就请大家一起跟我祷告，请求神来带领我们。Lord
God, we thank you that you continue to be at work in our lives.
主啊，感谢你无时无刻都在我们身边，跟我们一起做工。We
thank you for the promise that what you and we have begun of our journey with you, that you will continue that work in us day by day.
我们感谢你。
We trust you and call on you today to come and grow us, grow our hearts to be more like yours.
我们相信你，我们请求你今天帮助我们重建我们的心灵，让我们变得更像你。
Give us a heart of compassion for the needs of those around us.
给我们一个同情怜悯的心，能够看到别人的需要。
Give us a heart of obedience to desire to do your will from deep inside of us.
给我们一颗顺服的心，能够真心真意地去完成你的任务。
Give us a heart of dependence that continues to trust you and to turn to you for all help.
给我们一颗仰望你的心，让我们随时随地都寻求你的帮助。
And then, Lord, give us a heart that endures, that will persevere through all the hard times and trials we might face.
也求你给我们一颗坚毅的心，能够克服种种困难。
Give us a heart like Nehemiah, give us a heart like Jesus.
给我们一颗迷信你的心，给我们一颗主耶稣基督的心。
We ask this in his mighty name. Amen.
耶稣基督的名下，我们祈祷。